Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. USDA has announced a $12 billion plan to compensate farmers for damages done so far by the trade dispute with China and other nations. Todd Gleason has more on what is known about the plan.
The largest part of that money will be paid out to soybean producers, though direct payments will also be made for other commodities, including corn, wheat, sorghum, cotton, dairy, and pork. USDA Chief Economist Rob Johansen told reporters on the line the initial damage calculation has already been made.
We've calculated what the damage is to producers facing these illegal tariff actions. We are working out the specific details, and we'll be publishing that as part of a rulemaking action in a couple weeks. And that will have our estimated rates, as the Secretary mentioned. This will be playing out over time, and we do look to allowing the administration to successfully negotiate a deal here with our trading partners. And so the program will be flexible to allow that.
Again, Johansen says the financial damage part has already been calculated, though he also says specific details have yet to be published and or, quote, worked out. Should the trade disputes be settled, the program is meant to be flexible. This was not said, but it makes sense that a farmer who harvests and sells soybeans prior to the settlements would get a payment. One who sells after the settlement, they might not. Assistant Deputy Administrator for Farm Programs Brad Carman says FSA, the Farm Service Agency, will be responsible for the sign-up.
So we're going to allow producers, we're talking about a September sign-up, and it will go probably for many months. So producers will have time to visit the FSA county office. And in order to run this program, we need producers to harvest their crops. So if producers that harvest their crops, like wheat, for example, is on the list, many of those producers have harvested already. They may be able to get their payment earlier than somebody like corn or soybeans who doesn't harvest till October. So, but we need producers to harvest to know their production before we can calculate a payment.
Recapping then. The bulk of the $12 billion is intended to compensate soybean farmers for damages to their market. The initial calculation has, it appears, already been made, but may be tweaked. Sign-up will be done at local FSA offices. Payments will begin once producers provide actual program and production figures to the FSA, and the program may change or end prior to payments being made should the administration settle trade disputes. By the way, as of July the 12th, U.S. farmers were expected to produce 4.3 billion bushels of soybeans this season. I'm Todd Gleason.
President Trump says his administration is very close to approving the year-round sale of the E15 blend of ethanol very soon. During a trip to Iowa, Trump told the audience, "I'm very close to pulling off something that you've been looking forward to for many years, and that's the 12-month E15 waiver." He says we're very close to getting that done. The Quad City Times says Trump called the process very complex. The president noted that he's stuck with ethanol, saying most of the other candidates weren't there, to put it mildly. Pro-ethanol group Growth Energy says, "We are pleased to hear President Trump say he's very close to making E15 available year-round, fulfilling his promise to American farmers." Growth Energy says increased access to U.S. markets will provide America's farmers with some financial confidence, and they hope the president will direct the Environmental Protection Agency to act quickly to provide year-round RVP relief.